Welcome back to the Hy-Vee Radio Coaches Corner on KNIA, checking in with Indianola Boys Basketball with head coach Jeff Ebling. And coach, a lot of returners for this year. I think you knew that was going to be the case, really, even at the beginning of last year and probably before that. Just a young team last year that had a lot of growing pains, but you expect that to pay off starting this season, right?
Well, that's the plan. Every season always brings, challenges and things like that. We had a lot of multi-sport athletes, so, we're still trying to play a little bit of catch-up here in the preseason, just getting everyone on the same page. But, with practice starting this week, I feel like we've made tremendous progress from Monday up to this point on Thursday here. So, we're doing a good job. We just got to continue to, get better every day and prepare, for every opponent just like we always do, and hopefully we'll come out. We'll see a few more victories this year and see that improvement carry over throughout the winter.
Well, just last year you had basically, if not more, at least three freshmen in the starting lineup being big contributors. And I know there was just a ton of younger guys last year. What do you think they learned the most, or some of those younger guys that you don't really have to dive into too much at the beginning of this year's practice?
Well, every year, though, you still want to dive in. I mean, everyone thinks, well, the one thing that they do have for going for them is they know what kind of speed the game is at the varsity level. It is just tremendous, the difference in levels. And to do that as a 14 or 15-year-old last year, you knew you were going to have some, growing pains and things like that. As the year went on, they started, maturing to that. And it's also the physicality point. Being a year older, they're not as skinny as what they were last year. They've all, obviously hit the weight room and, really, kind of developed their bodies and for all the sports that they do. So, just having those two things, a little more, I guess you could say, strength, a little bit more experience when it comes to how things need to be done, how physical the game can be, and, what it takes to, get a varsity win. They're never easy. They're never easy to come by, and it takes a lot of work. These guys are definitely putting in that work, and, hopefully this winter, we'll see some wins, come across our board more often, and, that's the plan every year, is just continue to get better each year.
Well, I think last year it was such a hard thing to be able to establish that identity piece of it, just because it felt like every single game you were having to grow through leaps and bounds. But this team, I think, by the end of the season last year, started to play the way you thought that they could play. How do you want to apply that to this year in terms of what do you think this team's identity is it going to be? Is it going to be big and athletic? Is it going to be push the pace, a strong defensive team? How would you describe it?
Well, there's always, four things to a game of basketball: your offensive side, your defensive side, rebounding, and transition, and we work on those every single day, just multiple drills. And, we just got to make sure we are consistent from the get-go. I think last year we really struggled putting the basketball in the basket early on because we had a lot of guys, transitioning to the varsity level. But, that's one thing where, okay, now we expect a better product out of the gate. How this works, what it takes, and you have some of that experience. And now the guys that are also coming up with some of these returners, they got to learn from these returners, and this is what it takes, and this is how long your passing lanes are and things like that. You can't throw a pass from one slot all the way to the opposite corner unless it's on a line, because it'll get picked off in an instant if it's not. So there's just little things like that we are continuously working through, and but we want to come out of the gates and play well early. Last year against Southeast Polk, we didn't play that bad of a basketball game. When you look at the turnovers and things like that, we just didn't shoot it very well, and we just didn't convert as well as we should have. And this year we want to start off quick with that first game against Waukee and really try to establish how we're going to play and continue to grow as an offense and defense. Hopefully we can do that over the next week and a half here before it gets real on December 3rd.
Well, I know, like you said, there's still a week and a couple days before real court action takes place, but what do you kind of envision as far as the rotation or starters at this point? And again, I don't think anybody's going to hold you to it if you decide to make some changes by the time this airs on Saturday. We're still a ways away.
Well, you know, obviously Andrew Dewall is returning. He's big focal piece. He had a great year on the football field. And, you know, that has definitely translated over onto the basketball court. He's much more physical. You know, playing linebacker and safety will definitely, you know, make you more physical. So he's done a great job there. You know, we have Easton McGraw returning. I think last year he was about 6'2", 6'3". He's grown a little bit more, long and lanky. Has really been, you know, pretty physical, actually, more physical than I was expecting in the preseason. He's really, you know, having that year of playing varsity already, you know, you can tell he's kind of adjusted his mindset on how to do things. Then you got Hayden Schulte coming back, you know, as, you know, point guard. So, you know, those three definitely. We got Derek Wilmot returning, you know, starting center, can step out, you know, shoot a little bit outside. So that's kind of nice when you got some bigs that go in and out, they can kind of be interchangeable. So those four will definitely probably see the floor early in the season. And, you know, we have Thomas DeWall returning, you know, doing a great job. Still working out some kinks, you know, things here and there, still learning. But, you know, again, he's only a 10th grader as well. And then, George Blake, you know, everyone knows that, you know, for that first road game at Urbandale, he had that injury. But he is close to returning to action here. I'm not sure, you know, exactly what his timeline is. It's one of those injuries where he's like, well, we got to make sure he's ready to go, you know, both mentally and physically. So, but he's actually already practicing some light stuff, some non-contact stuff, which is a great sign for us. So, you know, you got all those returning guys, and then you got some, you know, Brody Page, Case and Storm, two seniors, Tyler Santee, another one that, you know, they're going to provide some depth. They practice at the varsity level all year last year. So, we've got some guys that will definitely, push each other in practice, and, you know, we'll just have to see how the rotation pans out here over the next week or so.
And then just final thoughts on the, I guess, goals for this season. I know that's a little bit harder to quantify once you realize how much they've grown and how much that experience is going to matter on the court for this year. But what are you envisioning right now as far as goals or achievements to try to aim for this year?
Everyone's goals always, you know, first goal is usually we want to win your conference, you know, and then we all know Little Hawkeye, that's extremely hard to do. You know, there's always good teams that year in, year out, compete in that Little Hawkeye conference. So, you know, that's always your first goal. And, you know, if you look at that's, to me, is always the first one I look at. And then you approach the postseason in a different mindset once it gets, that gets a little bit nearer. But, you know, for us is, We're looking at Waukee on December 3rd. You know, what can we do? They've got some returners. They've got some, you know, they always have good basketball players up there at Waukee. Coach Kanaski does a great job. So, you know, what we have to do to prepare our guys to give them the best chance to win. And, you know, what do we need to work on? What's one of a few of our weaknesses that we really need to focus on? And that's what we're going to do here over the next week and a half. So, but like I said, these guys, they're a great group of guys to be around. They work extremely hard. We pushed them pretty good here so far the first 3.5 days, and we'll continue throughout this week. But they have responded the best they could, besides really tired legs, like every other basketball player probably right now in the state of Iowa. But they're doing a great job, and we're just going to, you know, prepare each day, and then, you know, focus, mainly our focus will shift to Waukee here probably right around right before Thanksgiving, and, you know, we'll prepare for that and hopefully come out and play well here at home. Luckily we get to play at home for our home opener, so hopefully we'll have a big crowd that night and we'll play well.
Thank you very much for joining us again, Indianola head boys basketball coach Jeff Ebling. We'll have more after this on the Hy-Vee Radio Coach's Corner.